You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Aliza Earnshaw. She is the Vice President of Business Development and Client Services at About Us, Incorporated in Portland, Oregon. A former business reporter, Aliza believes successful marketers should strive to enlighten, inform, and entertain their prospects. I certainly like that approach. Aliza, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's great to be here.
Hey, you're welcome. So everyone seems to be saying that content is king and that content marketing is the hottest thing out there these days. What can content do for a small or medium-sized company?
Well, simply speaking, content can bring people to your website and tell them what you're about and why they'll enjoy doing business with you.
And if someone wants to do content marketing but doesn't know how, what's a good way to start?
Well, probably the best way to do content marketing is to think about all the things that people ask you when they're getting ready to do business with you or even when they're already a customer. You know, you need to think about things like your customer's pain points, you know, or your customer's having a hard time doing their work efficiently, for example. Are your customers having a hard time organizing their day and you have a solution for that? So think about the kinds of things that bring people to your company and turn them into happy customers. And you can even use things like customer complaints or customer questions. But that is a really easy place to start because pretty much everybody who's going to be interested in content marketing actually already has customers, and these customers are already giving them plenty of information right from the get-go.
So what about social media? Do Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and other sites help you get more new customers, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it really almost doesn't matter what kind of company you are. Pretty much everybody these days is using some form of social media, even if it's just LinkedIn, which a lot of people don't even realize is a social network. So if you are writing great content or putting up great videos on your site or even just making beautiful infographics, those aren't easy to make, but any kind of content you're providing that's helpful to your customers, if you promote it in social media and talk to people in social media in a real and genuine way, have some real conversations, people are going to start paying attention to you, and they're going to start getting interested in what you're promoting and linking to. But the real important thing there is to have not just these self-promotional posts, but also the posts that indicate that you're really conversing with people out there and you care about what they think about and what they're talking about, and you're not just sort of being all about me, 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 me.
Now, speaking of social media, if a company is a B2B and say they're selling widgets to other companies, not baby supplies, fashion, or dog food to consumers, does social media really matter?
Yeah, actually it does. We get this question a lot, and in fact, a very large chunk of About Us as clients are business-to-business vendors. You know, people don't stop being the business people they are just because they're on Facebook, you know, looking at their niece's pictures of, you know, graduation or camping trip. And they don't stop thinking about business when they're diving into Twitter to figure out where to have lunch or to talk to their friends. So people see business messaging in front of them wherever they happen to be, and it's going to connect on some level with them. So the key really here is to just sort of figure out who is your target demographic. Are you talking to engineers? Are you talking to supply chain managers? Are you talking to suppliers of extruded rubber products? It just depends on what you're supplying. Think about who those people are. Get to know them in LinkedIn. Look at their age group. And look at where they are in social media. And wherever they're going and wherever they're hanging out, start following them. Look at how they're talking and what they're talking about. And you just start engaging with them.
Yeah, good advice. Now, today we're joined by Aliza Earnshaw. She is the Vice President of Business Development and Client Services at About Us Incorporated in Portland, Oregon. She's joined us here this morning on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How do you choose the right social media platforms for one's company? And, you know, I don't think my customers spend much time on Facebook, but what's your take on all that?
Yeah, again, it really depends on who your customer is. So you first need to get to know who your target customers are, and you may have several discrete groups of customers, and then you just need to go investigate them. Go look at some of your real customers. Find them on LinkedIn. Find them in Facebook. Find them in Twitter. You can even just do a survey of your customers and ask them which social media networks they actually use and which ones they use the most. But it's pretty nearly a guarantee that at least a good chunk of your customers are using it now, and that's where you want to be. As you start communicating with customers and their friends and their prospects and their networks, you'll start to discover where else people go, because you'll see what they share in social media and they'll see what they direct you to.
What are the top things for one to avoid in content marketing and social media marketing?
Well, it's a little sensitive because so many people do these things. One of the things I mentioned earlier was don't make it all about me, 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 where you're doing nothing but broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting. Here's my link, here's my link, here's my link, I'm awesome. Here's my link, here's my link, I'm awesome, I'm awesome. It's not really very useful. The really important thing is to share things that are useful, genuinely useful to your prospects or to your customers. So you definitely want to avoid the me, me, me thing. And you don't want to be boring. You don't want every post to look like every other post. You want to vary your content a little bit. Those are the main traps people get into, being very self-promotional or being very repetitive and boring.
What would you say would be good advice if someone complains about, say, even my company on social media? How do you respond to that?
Well, I would say that the first thing you need to do is kind of calm down, because when we all see criticism, we all tend to get pretty upset right away. So just acknowledge that that's going to happen and give yourself a little time to calm down and relax and think about, you know, what was actually said. I have seen some very honest, very forthright responses to negative feedback or negative comments in social media. I've got one example of a local company that apparently fired someone who had four kids, and one of the kids was a cancer survivor, and oh my goodness, the kerfuffle on social media was just intense. But they kept responding, and they kept saying, we're not going to discuss personnel issues, these are private, but we will tell you that we, you know, look at every case very individually, we will tell you we have cancer warriors on our staff, et cetera, et cetera. They responded to every comment, and while preserving the privacy of the person who was let go, they really addressed the concerns people brought up. Each comment they responded to, not in a rote way, they responded to each comment for that comment, for that commenter, for what they actually said. I thought it was really brave of them, to be honest, and I think that you can even turn negatives into positives. If somebody complains about poor service, you could say, please, give me a call immediately, and you can publish your number. And you can show people that you really do care and that you really do take complaints seriously.
How should I think about ROI, return on investment, for content marketing and social media? I understand it's hard to measure the results, but I certainly don't want to miss out on any opportunity.
Yeah, it is actually really difficult to measure return on investment for social media and content marketing. There are some ways you can do it. There, you can do things like include embedded links in your social media material or in your posts. But it is an inexact and difficult science. And one way you can do it is you can look at Google Analytics and you can see traffic that's coming to your site and which social media platforms is it coming from. Embedded links is another way. But fundamentally, what you're doing when you are out there in social media promoting content and when you're creating content is you're building your brand, you're building your presence, you're building your personality out there in the world. and you are building a resource for people to use. You're giving them great stuff that they can use. It's really hard to calculate ROI on that, but when somebody comes to your website to verify who you are and whether they want to do business with you, if they see abundant, great content there and it's actually helpful, I don't know how you calculate the value of that, but it's big. It can really tip somebody over into making that purchasing decision.
Where can one find more information on About Us Incorporated online?
Well, you can come to our website, aboutus.com, and take a look there, and you'll find information about our services, including our proprietary Competitive Edge product, which shows you how you and your top three competitors are doing in social media every single week. So you can steal ideas from the people who are doing it well, and you can see what everybody's doing that doesn't really necessarily work well. And we wrap consulting services around that report every single week. You can also go to our blog. That's aboutus.com/blog. And you can pick up some advice for free. Just go through our articles and read them and get some great tips on how to use content, how to use social media, and some good advice on search engine optimization, too.
Sounds like a good idea. Certainly will visit there myself. Now, finally, if there was one bit of advice to share in conclusion, what would that be on the topic we have been speaking about today?
Do not hesitate. Just jump into it. Write a blog post, even if it's just a bullet list of your top five tips. Publish it on your site. Write a quick tweet about it. Put a quick Facebook post up about it. And watch for the reactions. And just keep doing it. Just keep following people. Just keep talking to people. Treat it like the biggest networking event you ever went to with the best people. And I would be very surprised if after 3, 4, 5 months of steady effort, you don't see a return that makes you really happy that you did it.
We've been speaking with Aliza Earnshaw, the Vice President of Business Development and Client Services at About Us Incorporated in Portland, Oregon. And the website of reference once again is simply aboutus.com. Aliza, thanks so much for joining us this morning here on Enterprise Radio.
It was a pleasure, Eric. Thanks so much for inviting me.
You're very welcome, and the pleasure was ours. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.